From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thomas Mayer, the man accused of killing British lawmaker Joe Cox earlier this week, made his first court appearance Saturday morning after being charged with murder and several other crimes. When asked to state his name as proceedings began at Westminster Magistrate Court in London, Mayer said, "My name is death to traitors, freedom for Britain," an apparent allusion to Britain's upcoming referendum vote on European Union membership. The outburst was his only comment in court Saturday. Later, he left the court building in a police van. Cox had been a supporter of keeping Britain in the EU. Police investigators in Cox's County of Yorkshire in northern England are refusing to confirm or deny that the suspected assassin of the 41-year-old lawmaker may have been motivated by far-right nationalist beliefs. Several eyewitnesses to the attack by 52-year-old Mayer say he shouted "Britain first" as he shot the lawmaker three times, stabbed her, and then dragged the bleeding mother of two by the hair. Police in Belgium arrested 12 suspected terrorists after raiding dozens of houses across the country Friday night and into Saturday morning, the federal prosecutor's office said in a statement. The prosecutor's office said police searched homes in 16 municipalities, mostly in and around Brussels, and took in 40 people for interrogation. Of those detained, 12 were eventually arrested. According to the statement, police carried out the raids without any major incidents. The country is still under a terror alert after an attack on the Brussels airport and subway in March that killed 32 people. This is VOA News.